It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about a documentary film that turns a lens on a UFO festival in a small town here in Wisconsin. First, Governor Walker appointed a new secretary to the state's Department of Veterans Affairs today. Daniel Zimmerman will replace the former VA secretary who left office last month. The department has seen some shakeups in the last several months. The changes came after one of the state's largest veterans' homes became the subject of allegations of poor conditions and resident care. Glenn Moberg joins us now to tell us more. He's a reporter, host, and news bureau chief for WPR in Wausau. Glenn, welcome back.
Well, hi, Veronica. Good to be here.
Well, Glenn, what do we know about Daniel Zimmerman, the new choice here from Governor Walker?
Well, he's got a pretty impressive background, according to many of the veterans that I talk to in the state. They're very hopeful that he might be able to make a difference. He's a retired lieutenant colonel and a military intelligence officer. He's got 25 years of service in the U.S. Army. He's also a decorated combat veteran. He received the Bronze Star twice and the Meritorious Service Medal five times. And he's got a master's degree in Homeland Security from American Military University in Charleston, West Virginia. And he also got his bachelor's at UW-La Crosse. So he retired from the Army in 2008. He's worked for the U.S. National Guard Bureau since then as a training consultant and also an exercise officer and a threat planner at Wisconsin Emergency Management. And on top of that, he's the vice president of the Ripon Area School District Board of Education. So a pretty well-rounded background and a lot of military experience. And again, the veterans are hopeful that I've talked to that he'll be able to turn things around, specifically at those veterans' homes and especially the one at King.
What do we know about Zimmerman's experience in government?
I don't think he has a great deal of experience in government, per se, but he's got a lot of background in the U.S. military.
And what will be at the top of the to-do list as he heads into a climate that has had some trouble, some allegations of misconduct and neglect? What does he need to do first?
Well, the governor says that he is going to immediately have him do an assessment of the conditions at the veterans nursing homes around the state and the one at King. The governor also says that he's very hopeful that he will be able to represent all of the veterans in this state and also address their concerns across the board. He's going to be talking to different veterans groups. He's going to be being a liaison to those who have been having problems in the state. But at the very top of the agenda is these nursing homes, and we've also learned that he's at the facility in King today talking to staff members and talking to people who are there in order to try to do something about it.
Right. You mentioned the King Veterans Home, which has been under scrutiny in the last year. Can you remind us about what some of the stories and allegations have been coming out of that home?
Well, it's a little bit complicated, but last year, Governor Walker and the previous secretary, John Skokas, pointed publicly to the nursing home's high quality of care ratings. They were defending it against newspaper articles, which have been focusing on complaints about poor care there. But then it came to light in December that the federal ratings should have been downgraded, but there was a reporting omission by the state that caused an eight-month delay. The ratings were lowered last year because of quality of care problems that were discovered, and that was tied into the death in February of a 94-year-old resident there. There were additional citations, and the Veterans Affairs Department was fined in June $76,900 in connection with the most serious violation. And then in September, a legislative committee ordered an audit of the veterans' homes. And then it was in November that the governor announced that Skokas would resign.
And have we gotten any particulars on just what Daniel Zimmerman will be looking for at King and how he might be moving forward, given some of those issues that you just outlined?
He's going to be looking at everything. He's going to be, as I understand it, in researching this today, he's going to be pretty much looking at all of the conditions in all of the homes. He'll be talking to staff members. He'll be talking to people who are staying there, who are being cared for there, and try to get a handle on exactly what's going on in these homes.
And can you tell us a little bit about the conditions that Zimmerman is moving into, especially since his predecessor resigned not too long ago? What sorts of things happened there with his predecessor?
Well, I can tell you that this whole thing has gotten political, as most things do in Wisconsin. Rick Badger, who's the executive director of Ask Me 32, that's the union that represents the certified nursing assistants there, the food service workers, the custodians, and the others at King, he says, and I'm going to read from this statement that he put out yesterday. He says, overburdened staff have been struggling to provide the best possible care for King residents despite years of short staffing, which he blames on Act 10, which is the governor's act which reduced the powers of public employee unions in the state. He says Act 10 caused a wave of dedicated and experienced caregivers to retire. It devalued frontline jobs to the point where it's been hard to fill vacancies. And then he adds, a new face alone isn't going to undo the damage done by the governor's politically driven agenda. Badger also says his policies and neglect have made life so much more difficult for the good people on the front lines, trying hard to provide the best possible care. Needless to say, there's been pushback. Tom Evenson, the governor's deputy communications director, sent me a statement today saying this has nothing to do with Act 10. There's a nationwide shortage of nurses and nurses' aides. Governor Walker's moved to address it at our veterans' homes by increasing pay and benefits for staff, approving new positions, and altering scheduling practices. And Evenson also points out to the fact that the governor has provided nearly $100 million for the veterans' home at King, including new staff positions, increased pay, and that will include a new state-of-the-art facility that's being built there. So, yeah, we've got a lot going on.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us and bringing us up to date.
All right. Thank you.
That was Glenn Moberg, WPR reporter, host, and news bureau chief from our Wausau bureau. He talked with us there about the new head of the Department of Veterans Affairs who was appointed today by Governor Walker.